those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Approval of the minutes. I move that we approve the minutes of the meeting of August 2nd, 2018.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
This is the
governor's. Right?
No.
I'm sorry, you got the date.
I'm sorry.
We're on the governor's. We should have got August 2 is the governor's meeting.
August.
You're doing all that.
Yeah, we're in audit.
Oh, my apologies. And then it's the meeting of May 17.
Correct. Sorry, May 17.
Now, the votes, two in favor, one abstention on the vote on the minutes.
Okay.
Yep.
Two and one abstention.
Correct.
Reports, there are none. Communication and bills, there are none. Unfinished business, there is none. New business, interim financial or fiscal audit or financial audit.
On August 7th, I met with Commissioner Jones. He inquired about the possibility of having an interim financial audit in light of the fact that he is the new treasurer. I reviewed the existing contract that we have with our auditors, which is Drucker and Malachi. There is no provision in the existing contract for other audit services. It was limited to annual financial audits and bond issuance assistance. But to go out for an RFP makes very little sense because in reality, any other firm would probably decline to even take on an engagement. Drescher Malachi has been our auditors. They're in their fifth year. And in fact, the audit committee will soon have to consider going out for RFP for 2019 because 2018 is their last contracted year. But my recommendation is that we get some estimates from Drescher Malachi. Nicole Ruff and I have had conversations. She's going to put together some suggested audit procedures, agreed upon procedures, and what those might cost. And then I'd like to come back to the audit committee I'm hoping for the next meeting, but if not then possibly the meeting following that, and ask for permission to move forward with some of those agreed upon procedures so that the new treasurer can get some comfort level with where our financials stand as of his appointment date. We had an audit that ended for December 31st, 17. The report was issued in March of 18, and it was a clean opinion at that time. So it would be more or less just assurance from December 31st through the date of the appointment. So with your permission, I'd like to continue to move forward with Drescher Malachi to get some of those estimates.
Glenn, I brought this up. I understand we're, as a body, in a unique situation because one of these chairs may change every year. And you may have a treasurer. A new treasurer every year, and coming in from the outside without any knowledge of what goes on, there's a certain hesitancy about being appointed a treasurer. And so I thought it would be prudent business practice to have some type, and it says financial audit. I met with the auditors yesterday. I'm familiar with this audit firm. I have full trust in the audit firm. I have full trust in our financial department. So in terms of why this is being done, it isn't being done because I suspect anything or what have you, but I do need some personal comfort taking on a position like that. And since we are changing treasurers frequently, I think it was Karen's thought, we might want to put this as part of the regular procedures for the next RFP that goes out, that it's not really an interim audit. It's to give some type of review in the interim before a new treasurer is appointed. In this particular case, we've been without a treasurer for a few months, too, so that makes it a little bit more
No, Carl Simmons was the treasurer.
Right.
Up to the point that he resigned. So we technically were only without a treasurer for about a month.
Right, it wasn't.
Nonetheless, there was a vacancy.
Yeah, my issue is cost.
Which we, at this point, we don't know what that's going to be. That's why we need to get some estimates from Gresham Malecki, and we can pick and choose which agreed upon procedures we'd like them to do. That's why I hope at the next meeting I'll have some more detail about what they're recommending and what the cost of each of those things would be. And in the next contract, to Commissioner Jones' statement is, we really should build in some other hourly rate type work for either this type of thing or opinions on other things. This particular contract was somewhat limited, and I would recommend that we not do that again. But
and for cost purposes,
right.
If that were in the contract, because in this situation, you're almost a sole source firm because they've already done the 2017 audit, which I've reviewed and which looks marvelous. And they updated whatever they had to do for the recent bond issuance. So I think that would be prudent to take a look at. And it's the way they explained it to me yesterday was they'll give us a menu
right.
of what we wanted done. And, you know, Karen, take a look at it.
Just bear in mind that I think we have the option of appointing a new treasurer every May. Mm-hmm. So if this is something that we're going to always re-audit January to May, I really don't think it's necessary because, frankly, all the commissioners are responsible for everything we do.
That's true.
The treasurer is just the one who signs the actual check.
Well, I don't know that we would do it as a matter of course, but it certainly would be an option to the incoming treasurer. And again, you know, a lot's going to depend on how much is involved and how much the cost is.
Yeah,
let me just say, though, that I think Commissioner Jones's suggestion is timely and, frankly, very prudent practice. I mean, and if we're going forward, I think we build it into it. But I think there is something to be said for doing this sort of thing every time there's a change, and I say that only from a litigation point of view, having come from it. When entities ever have litigation, they look for the person who signed things, mm-hmm. and it's mm-hmm. you know, we're all in the same boat on that sort mm-hmm. of thing. So I think it's a prudent practice. I've been very, very impressed with the operation on the finances of the Water Authority. It has been a very well-run tight ship. So, I mean, to me, it's not going to be a big deal. And frankly, if it were, we ought to then especially have it. I don't think it's going to be a big deal. It's as simple as that. But I think it would be a good practice going forward because the fact that we have the rotating board, the fact that we have historically, at least I could, from looking backwards, we appear to change treasurers frequently. Mm-hmm. So I think it's an appropriate thing to do. And frankly, it'll help us catch something earlier than late if there's something that needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm. Well, and at this point, I'm really just looking for, permission to move forward.
Yeah, I'd like to.
And then you will have an option to determine how extensive you want it.
It's really not an audit, it's a review.
You're right. Audit is probably the wrong word. It's called agreed upon procedures. Right. It's very common in the audit industry. Okay. So.
All right, thank you, Karen.
Adjournment?
Yes.
Motion.
Second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.